the University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers, or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Americans are in a spending mood. Consumer spending pushed higher in May, but in a moment, we'll check in with a Journal Economics reporter about factors still causing wariness among consumers. First, these money and market stories you should know. As we said a moment ago, consumer spending rose in the second quarter, but the travel insurance provider Allianz Global Assistance says that less than half of Americans are sure that they'll be taking a summer vacation this year. That's the lowest confidence level since 2013. The other half cited financial reasons and feeling unsure about their money situation, even in a long-standing Wall Street bull market with very low unemployment. Now, Americans have been vacationing more in recent years, but average days off taken has dropped off significantly going back to the 1970s. And Allianz says American workers left 705 million total vacation days unused in 2017. And a study published in the British Medical Journal says that monthly period pain is diminishing the ability of many women to do their jobs. Scientists in the Netherlands surveyed nearly 33,000 women ages 15 to 45 to discuss how their symptoms impacted their work during a three-month stretch. Well, it turns out women lose an average of nearly 9 days of workplace productivity from menstrual cramp discomfort. More than 26,000 of the women polled said they attempt to push through the pain each month, but they're often not working at 100%. And just over 3% of them said that the symptoms get so severe that they stay home from work during every or almost every period.
The University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
For all the talk of potential economic stumbling blocks on the horizon, looks like most of us are still in a spending mood. Let's run some numbers with Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Chaney. She's on the line with us from our Washington Bureau. So Sarah, you know, we've been waiting for wages to come to life for a while, and they have been this year, and it's making a difference in confidence consumers have. It especially happened in May.
We look at all sorts of different wage metrics. And in a report released by the government on Friday, we saw that personal income, which is a measure of Americans' pre-tax earnings from wages, salaries, and investments, grew 0.5% in May from a month earlier. And that actually matched the strongest monthly gain so far this year. So it shows that Americans are making more money.
And, you know, it's not like consumers have been just full steam ahead with their wallets this year. They were actually kind of careful earlier in the year.
In the first quarter, consumer spending, which is a major part of the U.S. economy, it accounts for more than two-thirds of economic output, was pretty soft, but we're seeing some strengthening this spring, particularly in April and May.
And the spending numbers for April were revised higher, and that was enough for second quarter GDP forecasts to be raised to 2.1%. Is there anything down the road that looks like it might trip things up?
One common theme that a lot of economists are citing is slowing global growth, and that is also tied to trade frictions. From a domestic perspective, we're experiencing trade tensions with China. And so that has already kind of impacted the manufacturing sector. There's lots of different data that indicate manufacturers are getting squeezed by trade tensions. In some cases, they're struggling to pass along price increases, and that crimps profits. So going forward, that's kind of one of the main concerns a lot of people and economists have about the economy.
You mentioned in your story that that trade tensions are on the mind of consumers also, and seems that if President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping can pull off a trade deal, that might bolster consumer spending confidence even more.
So a lot hinges on what happens politically, and that remains to be seen. Right now, we just have a lot of uncertainty, which businesses don't like, so that hurts business confidence. And consumers don't like it so much either. At the same time, though, and that's kind of one of the themes that we've been harping on recently, is that the consumers seem pretty resilient to what's been occurring with trade tensions, right? So spending has been fairly solid, and consumer sentiment, while it moderated, is also fairly strong and elevated. So it remains to be seen what will happen with the trade picture, but it's an important development to be watching right now.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal economics reporter Sarah Chaney on the line with us from Washington. Sarah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.